Dave Moore on Today FM.
How will I know if you really love me is effectively what everyone's asking when they go on first dates. The man sitting across from me, I suppose on a day like today as we approach the most loved up day of the year, I'm sure he's seen lots of love from the beginning, some instant icks, plenty of things. For Neil Kenna to talk about. Neil, you are the man behind the bar. First dates, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Jump in there close to that mic so everyone can hear you.
I'm loud enough.
Listen, come here. I love first dates. It is such a fun show, but I think your role on this cannot be overstated, right? Because we all know Matteo. Matteo's the man who greets everybody at the door, has that initial conversation. You're the one who gets down and has a little bit of a real insight into the very first daters when they come in. And I love that bit of the show.
Oh, yeah. Look, I say I've got the easy part. Do you know what I mean? Because when people come on first, their nerves are flying, you know, they're really excited, you know, they don't really know each other. So, you know, the first couple of minutes interaction with anybody is always interesting because everyone's that little bit more giddier, you know.
But what I love about it is that the program makers and you haven't excluded you from that conversation in the sense that you're there beside behind the bar, you're doing a job, you're making cocktails, you're doing whatever, but also you're listening in and chiming in if you need to, if the conversation needs a little bit of help, if you hear something you've got an opinion on. I love that element of it, that you're not a distant barman down the far end when they start having that awkward chat.
No, no, well, I have to be involved in everything.
Yes.
That's my own fault, I'm afraid. But like it is, you know, you can always kind of tell, I guess, at the start if you are, you kind of be a buffer or, you know, you just fade into the background. If you fade into the background, it's sometimes it can be seen as a better sign. Do you know what I mean?
That they're getting on it. Yeah. Otherwise, it could be so unbelievably cringe that you don't want to interrupt because you know there's television gold happening.
It's awkward for me because half the time you might see there is I'm actually pretending to chop fruit because I sliced
this one lime 15 times.
Once I had a lot of cuts and it was stinging me like crazy, and I was like, oh my god, and I can't. And I keep looking over to the door to see if Matteo, Pete or Alice are going to come and take them away. So
course.
It's awkward and stuff. But then there's that other side of it where no one's making any conversation at all. And it's like, okay,
what
I'm going
to
have
here?
To jump in here and you know, do something, you know.
And in terms of the relationships you see begin there, like, do you think you know when the couple is likely to be successful based on this first couple of minutes? Or is it too tough to tell?
I would actually say in this day and age, it's impossible to know in any way.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I've in own personal experience as well. Like, you can think you're having the best time on a date, you know, and you're having the best time. You spend hours together, you're talking, you're chatting, and then the next day you'll be messaging. Then all of a sudden you're the mayor of Ghost Town and you've no reason why. You don't know. And it's the same because people, like, once they're in the situation, they can into it. But then when they go home, it's different and they probably overthink something or, you know, so you can never tell.
Another thing I love about the show is there's overthinking happening on camera. Like, so like, for example, in tonight's episode, and I won't reveal any spoilers, obviously, but I'm lucky enough to have seen tonight's episode, which is an absolutely brilliant one. But there's a moment, you know, where like two people are talking. There's a girl called Ellie from Limerick and there's a guy from Drimna. And if I get his name right, I'd be very impressed. Daniel. Yes, Daniel. But at one point, you know, like, she goes off to make a phone call or whatever and is like, I don't think he likes me. I don't think, and then he's like, oh my God, I like her so much, whatever. And they're literally, the two of them are overthinking completely. Then they sit down at the end and you'll find out what happens. But like, the people are naturally constantly overthinking. You have to.
Of course you do. I mean, you don't know somebody. So like, and you've got the pressure of the cameras as well. So you don't really know what a person is thinking. And you're kind of, you know yourself, when you go on a date with anyone, your mind races. The initial fear beforehand is worse than the date itself. And you always have to think that there's two people and you're both in exactly the same boat.
That's absolutely true. Is there a good approach to a first date, or is everyone different? Or is there a good way to kind of break the ice and start having deeper conversations?
Look, I mean, there's a few questions you probably ask, but you have to go in. You have to go in without the fear, if that means. I know that's easier said than done, but you've come that far. You know, be yourself. Be open. Always ask more questions than you
answer.
You know, and just, you have to go in and don't judge a book by its cover, because that's always a big one, you know. And the guys that do the matchmaking, like, actually do it 100%. I'm like, how did you find that? But sometimes, you know, the cover doesn't match what they're looking for.
Absolutely.
And then they don't open the book to, you know, see. And then they kind of, and then the rest is all lost on people.
Totally.
You know?
Well, there's a wonderful conversation tonight, and tonight's episode again, between Stu from Cork and Lada from Swords. And you kind of go, looking at the menu, like, is there going to be something here? And immediately it's Dungeons and Dragons and the fantasy world. And you're like, matchmakers, it's great job.
Yeah.
Great job.
I love when that happens.
Yeah, it's
because
so
they're
good.
The hardest ones to find when people have a niche, like, interest, and to get them on the show at exactly the same time is perfect.
It is perfect.
Know? It is.
And then your skills as a barman, do they come from a real life career, or have you added this in? Because didn't you apply for the show as a dater?
I did. Back after, this was a moment of madness after it was kind of COVID kind of times. Yeah. And it kept coming on my phone. I had a friend who we'd always mout about how we'd be great on the show.
On first day, of course you would.
And then it came up 100 times. And then I went, oh, do you know what? I'll just do it for the crack, thinking it would go no farther. And then I got the whole thing. I had my slot on and everything. And it was like Wednesday at like 12 in the day.
Right.
Something like that. And I was like, oh, God, I will start drinking at that time. It's fine. It's okay. I can do that. And then I've always managed restaurants and bars. And I started in bars. And I've always worked in hospitality my entire life. And so my boss that I worked with in an old job said that this, somebody rang her to say if they knew a bartender looking for this gig. And I went, it's hardly the same thing. Like, what are the chances
that happen?
It's
hardly first day. You have a slot at 12 o'clock.
I know, yeah. And then they gave me the number and turned out it was. And then they asked me to do a video of me making a cocktail and answering questions. And then I lost my dating slot, thank God. By the way, I would still be cringing if that was happening, and I got the bartending gig.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I love that. I love when serendipity happens,
this
sliding doors and all that. Kath wants to know, do the diners in first dates really pay for their food?
Yes. That's kind of, I guess, the part of the end part, to see if they want to, who wants to get the bill, or if they want to split it, or, you know, because that's half the battle at the end.
It is, I think. And look, I don't know why anyone ever makes that a battle. I think one of you just needs to go, I'll get this.
And
just see what happens.
No, I'd be that type of person. I would be. Do you know?
Yeah, it's always, absolutely.
Even if it's going to go somewhere, it's not going to go somewhere. I always think, though, if you both kind of, I guess, know in your head, try and split it. Do you know what I mean?
That would be the ultimate outcome.
Yeah,
would be the best outcome.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
I think
you'd
so.
Know the answer before you go into the end. So
true. Question in from, you're from Laois, so
I
question
am.
In from Louise and Leonie from Laois. I don't know if you happen to know these people, but hi Neil, have you ever had any influence in your close friends' love life?
No, they're all a disaster.
No matter what Neil tries, he can't help them out. This is interesting. T wants to know: do any of the staff on first dates ever like any of the daters that come in? You know, like instant...
Like, sexually?
Well, yeah. Like, you know, like, in other words, like, if, you know, let's say there's a male waiter is doing whatever, and there's a girl and a guy having a date, it's going terribly, it's not going to work out. They say goodbye, whatever. But he goes, hey, can I get your number? Like, does that kind of thing happen?
I'm fairly sure, like, 90% of the guys like Alice on it, that's for sure, anyway. And I think Matteo, like, he gets it from all the ladies at the start.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's got an unfair advantage in that sense, you know? It's never happened to me.
Not yet.
Not yet. But, no, I mean, I guess you're, like, I mean, I guess if it was in a real scenario, like, I'm not, if you were like not on camera, it would probably happen a lot more.
Okay, gotcha.
It's pretty unclassy to be caught on camera.
Yeah, I think so. And there are cameras everywhere, obviously.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. I don't want to get too personal, but in terms of your own love life, have you been on many first dates yourself?
Oh, well, my life is full of first dates.
Is this right?
Yeah. I mean, I love the first, I think I'm just a sucker for a first date.
Oh, interesting.
I love the whole feeling and the buzz and
the buzz,
to know
somebody
and stuff like that. Then by the end, I'm like, right, okay.
Move on to the next first date, please. Very much. I like it. And then, look, you said you worked in hospitality your whole life. I had a message in from somebody who seems to know you from one of your jobs. Neil Harry Kenna, apparently, must be some kind of nickname. He's an absolute gentleman. I had the pleasure of working many years ago in the Merion. Please send him my best. Says Damien Corr here from Vera Foods.
Hello,
they're
Damien.
All coming out of the woodwork there. Harry, what's the nickname there?
Oh, when I was like, if you go back to my hometown, everybody calls me Harry.
Right.
It started when I was in like primary school, and one of my friends back then used to call me red-haired Harry. And then like my hair was like bright red when I was a kid.
It's because I'm going to say it's certainly not now.
There's no gel in it. It's a bit brighter.
Right, gotcha.
So the red-haired part stopped and the Harry part then stuck forever.
Gotcha.
So the only real people that would call me Neil back home would be my mom. and probably the guards.
Gotcha.
That would be
That'd be the same with me with David. Yeah. There's only a couple of people who call me David.
You know you're in trouble.
Yes, exactly. But when did you get your start in hospitality then? What was your first couple of jobs?
Oh, it was back home. I worked in the Castle Arms Hotel.
Yeah.
I think it started when I was 16.
Okay, brilliant.
And then I worked in Castle Durrow up there, and then I moved to Carlow, then I moved to America, and then I came back to Dublin.
And America, how was that experience?
Oh, amazing. Like, you learn a lot in hospitality there because there is no room forever because you work for your tips over there. So, like, you have to be, like, you know, full of energy. When you're Irish, though, it's like... You're throwing money at you, making it rain, you know.
If you've got red hair and you're there.
Yeah, this is it. And yes, Kenneth, I do know that person a million miles away from me. Yes, of course.
Absolutely do. Well, let's go on a little bit of a first date ourselves, okay? Because I do a quick fire round with all my guests, right? Okay. So I'll just ask you some questions. You answer them. What are you currently obsessed with, Neil?
Fitness at the minute.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
I made my New Year's goal. I did Dry January.
Right. Very impressive.
And I'm kind of keeping it up, semi keeping it up. It's like moist now.
Moist February.
Just have the odd can and stuff like that. So I'm kind of focusing on kind of getting healthier and stuff.
Okay.
Like that.
And are you doing, I was going to say, is the word high rocks going to creep into this conversation? Is there anything like that? Or are you just.
What's high rocks?
Yeah, I know. I asked the same question. High rocks apparently is some form of group fitness cult.
No, I'm
going to get in trouble now. I'm going to joke. No, but like Cahill, for example, who works on this show, he has graduated from I go to the gym. Now he does high rocks.
Oh.
So it's some kind of routine you do.
I'm like, I'm just like, look, get me in there. I need my own space. Like, I don't know how people can do it together. Like, I wouldn't focus if there was somebody else there.
Right.
And then doing it in a group, I'd be far too self-conscious.
Okay, fair enough. Right. Who is the most famous person in your phone? Years in hospitality now. You've definitely come across some
people. I don't
have
anyone's number. Like, I've never taken anyone's number.
Okay, well,
I've met quite a few.
I was going to say, who's the most famous person you've met then in a hospitality setting?
I met Florence Welsh.
Oh, Florence and the Machine, Florence.
That was like, and I'd have been to her gig before that.
Sorry, was she nice?
Yeah, she was.
Excellent.
Amazing. Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to ask for, like, a photo, but I was hoping she would.
Yeah,
I saw
true.
Her at the show and she was amazing, but she didn't. And I'm a massive, massive fan.
Okay.
As well. So,
right.
Yeah, so she would be. I met a few in a restaurant I used to work in, like Bono used to come into it.
Right.
It's not there anymore. There was quite a few.
And were the bigger people, not specific names, but were the bigger people good tippers?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
They all you want
are.
Them
they
to be.
They have to be.
Like, I know, yeah.
There's one that I won't mention that wasn't.
But it's a very famous person.
Yeah.
Okay. Irish person.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And you're just like, wow, you cheap. You know, you should be like, here's 5,000.
Brilliant. Think back to when you're about 8 years old, second class in school. You open up your lunchbox for Susbiog. What was inside it in County Leash?
Chocolate digestives, a banana, and a jam sandwich. I love the jam sandwich.
Jam sandwiches, top tier. And the final question I ask everybody, I know it's a little odd, but go with me. It's a first date. I ask because I don't. Do you, Neil, wash your legs in the shower?
Yeah, of course I do.
You scrub your legs in the shower?
Yeah.
Well, maybe then when the cameras say, will you and Neil want to see each other again, I'll have to say, no, I can't go without a leg scrubber.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't spend as much time in it as I would in the other part, but yeah, I get the scrub and I go the whole way down.
Okay.
Yeah.
You and I are different in that matter. Would you like to see me again, Neil?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, brilliant answer. Thank you very much. Neil Getty, you'll find him tonight on RT2, 9:30. He is the barman of First Dates. Neil, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks
Legend.
For having me.
Dave Moore on Today FM.